Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Chris, and is this Zenoria Phillips Deloach?
No, it's not.
Well, maybe you can help me. Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, so I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including Black or African-American or other mixed race?
Black.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
38.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
6.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Not that closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Not a Democrat.
And would you call yourself a not strong Democrat or strong Democrat?
Not strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Is it big businesses and corporate price gauging and greed? Republicans in Congress? The Federal Reserve raising interest rates? The COVID pandemic? Or the Biden administration and their policies?
How many can I choose?
The one that you blame the most.
Maybe big business.
Mm-hmm. Big business and corporate price gauging and greed.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one is making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
10.
Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Making college more affordable.
Not an 8.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Not an 8.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, we're going to switch gears a bit here. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
say neutral on that? Can I say neutral, or I have to approve or disapprove?
The options that we have is strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Okay, somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Barack Obama.
100.
Hakeem Jeffries.
85%.
80 or 85?
Yes. 85.
Okay, thank you. The Republican Party.
Well, I'm sorry, we're 60.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
The NAACP.
100.
Joe Biden.
80.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
About 80.
Planned Parenthood.
100.
Thank you very much. And I just want to check once again, because I had doubts. The Republican Party, you said 60, 6-0, or was it 5-0?
6-0.
6-0. Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please just let me know.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Can you say that again?
Yes. Which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections?
Oh, okay.
Did you vote for?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. Now, how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Now, suppose that there were two different candidates running for office. All of the other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. Or candidate B, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policing to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. All others being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focused on jobs and affordability, or candidate B, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote? Hello? If you can
candidate
hear me.
Candidate A.
Okay. And is that somewhat more candidate A or much more candidate A?
much more in the area.
Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden is and his administration are doing?
No.
And would that be only a little or nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Maybe less favorable.
Would that be somewhat more favorable? Okay.